Thank you very much for inviting me to talk on your program. And the current situation in Egypt is what we call the transitional period, heading to what we call a roadmap to the coming year for Egypt. The coming months, I mean, at the end of this month, on the 28th of November, the elections, the parliamentary election of Egypt will start. It will remain maybe for a month. And then by mid of January of the coming year, we'll have our first people assembly, which is the parliament, followed by the consultative assembly. Both together constitute our parliament. You know also that Egypt does not have a constitution nowadays. We're only working with a certain referendum concerning some guidelines of a draft constitution. And what we are doing now, that we are drafting a new constitution for Egypt. And this constitution will be definitely issued by springtime, and at the end followed by the presidential election during summer, end of summer. So by, as you see, Egypt has a roadmap starting by the end of this month and will end by next summer, 2012. We definitely see that this is the first time in the history of Egypt in 30, 40 years that Egypt would have a very representative parliament. Everybody is entitled to participate. Many parties are formed now. Many new parties are formed. The old ones also are there. Many factions of society, all the factions of society are presented. And the main issue of all this is the political participation. The amount of political participation is very high. This parliament will really represent what people want. It will be very, very representative. And we hope that the roadmap that we're designing for our country for the next year to come would be definitely heading to a future of a better Egypt, of a flourishing Egypt.